I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1991. That was the day that a San Francisco man, Jeffrey Collins, received $5.3 million for wrongful termination from Shell Oil. The judge ruled the company had fired Jeffrey because they found out he was gay. Jeffrey had been a second-generation Shell employee. His dad worked for the company for 37 years before retiring. Jeffrey worked for their Triton Biosciences division. He oversaw a team working on developing drugs for cancer, AIDS, and other diseases. For 19 years, he had received positive reviews and 9 promotions. He rose to become the second highest executive for Triton. All of that changed when management found an invitation to a party for gay men that Jeffrey planned to attend. And for that, they fired him. The company claimed they made this decision after reevaluating his performance. They stated that they felt Jeffrey could not be effective as a leader once his team learned of his off-the-job activities. After his firing, Jeffrey could not find a similar job. Despite all of this, he was willing to settle out of court for far less money. But Shell decided to fight the wrongful termination charges. Cases such as the one brought by Jeffrey helped to bring to light the employment discrimination faced by many in the LGBT community. Since his case, California, along with 28 other states and the District of Columbia, have passed laws prohibiting firings based on sexual orientation. 32 states have laws against discrimination based on gender identity. 434 of the Fortune 500 companies have implemented similar policies. Yet, despite these gains, protecting and improving LGBT rights on the job remains an important fight for today's labor movement. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.